20 seconds to play. We're tied at 50 here in the first half.
To Kansas Jayhawk fans, the national championship is most memorable about the 1988 Final Four in Kansas City. But to the local organizers, it was much bigger than that.
And halftime is here. Halftime score, it's all even. Oklahoma 50, Kansas 50.
To have it be, the game be tied 50-50 at halftime of the 50th Final Four, it was remarkable. The whole thing was remarkable.
That's Bill Hancock, who's now in charge of running the BCS Football Championship. In 1988, he was with what was then the Big 8 Conference before it grew to the Big 12.
I've never seen the city as electric as it was that weekend. Electric because KU was here and OU was here, but also because this national event was in our town.
When organizing it, however, there was apprehension. Jim Dawson, the co-chairman of the local organizing committee with Hancock, remembers trying to raise $500,000 for the cost of hosting the Final Four.
The first reaction we got was, well, I don't see why this Final Four is very much. It's not a very big deal, is it? And why would I want to give you $500,000 and I only get two tickets? And there was all of that.
Before 88, the NCAA did very little outside the semifinals and title game. But knowing it was the 50th anniversary, the NCAA hired Bob Springer from his public relations job with the Kansas City Chiefs for the purpose of adding a little sizzle to the event.
I was presenting all these ideas to this NCAA basketball committee and to the NCAA itself, and they were just looking at me like, you're going to what? You're going to do what?
More than 80 of the greatest college basketball players and coaches in history gathered in Kansas City for a dinner to salute them. In each year since, a Final Four salute dinner is held before the semifinals. The Final Four has since evolved into an iconic event. In the early 90s, a basketball fan fest was added, much like the All-Star Fan Fest that was held in Kansas City last summer at Bartle Hall. The showbiz element came along in more recent years with free concerts known as the Big Dance. This is what it sounded like last year at the Final Four in New Orleans.
We got a great day lined up for you today. We have some great acts. We got Blondie coming up in a little while. We have the Black Keys, our headliner. Yeah!
In retrospect, Jim Dawson believes Kansas City created a new perception of the Final Four.
I think what we did start in Kansas City was an appreciation for the economic value, the publicity value, and the excitement that happens in a city where you have that kind of focus on a tournament.
The kind of focus that keeps cities competing for future Final Fours. Greg Eklund, KCUR News.